Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Forgot about Hill Notes. Hill Notes is still available for your audio pleasures. You can submit one on the Odyssey app. Do so, and we'll get to them coming up at about, 9:30 for Hill Notes?
Yeah, fun fact, Wiggy has Ken saved in his phone as cold-ass honky.
I got a lot of nicknames. Yeah. Len is the latest.
I got him as not Ken has saved his boss man.
Okay. I appreciate that, Wiggs.
Yeah, boss man.
That's why our next negotiations will go well, and Ty Law's may not go so well.
BM.
What did you just say on the group text, Curtis? This Coach Belichick has our full support, too. What's this?
It was just funny. A goof from an account. I mean, the rest of the ACC coaches say that Bill Belichick has their full support to remain as head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Where does this go? Courtney, are you still at 3 hours later? And we had the reporter on who said it's untenable, might be untenable.
Yeah, he didn't really have any more new information, though.
It's a mess, though. He said it's a mess.
It's a mess, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. But I think that if you look at the university PR-wise, I think it's a bad look if they get rid of him in the next 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. I think that you're going to see Bill on the sidelines when UNC takes on Cal, not this weekend, next weekend.
And he's not buying himself out for $1 million, especially because I think the interesting part was when we had Pat on, he talked about, in order for UNC to get out of it, it's going to be, you know, north of $20 million. And I'm Bill Belichick. I ain't going nowhere, you know?
Well, if you get an agreement, like a settlement, could you meet in the middle? And if he's insured another job somewhere that he likes, media, some other program in some role, like advisory role, and then maybe something bigger the year after, he might do it.
But you see, the thing about it, the clock is ticking, right? So he's 70, what, 3?
Yeah.
So you're going to go to media for another year? And then
he's done coaching.
Right. So that's my point. So if he knows this is it, I'm going to take the $20 million and I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off. And maybe I can turn this thing around next year.
The newest report that the New York Post just did, Bill Belichick trying to, quote, find the leak with reports of UNC dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
So that must be a tense
a little late
day
on that one.
In the football offices.
I would say everybody not related to you is the leak, Bill. I mean, there is no trust, you would agree, between the university and Bill these days.
Bubba Cunningham with quite a statement last night of support.
Ken, I know you waste time with these non sequiturs, but do you believe that the school and Bill Belichick trust each other?
I think they're at odds.
Right. Yeah. So is that going to be solved?
But they might agree to coexist for the rest of the year. They might do that.
Yeah.
Why do you think there were stories about violations that were leaked this week?
Well, they're trying to get out of it, but Bill's going to fight that.
Right.
To Wiggy's point, he's not giving up $20 million easily.
But if they fire him for cause, then it's on Bill to prove that there wasn't.
Right. It could be a long fight.
Right.
All right, some calls on this, 617-779-7937, and then we'll talk Pat's trade deadline. Jake in Boston hanging on for a while. Hi, Jake. Good morning.
What up, gentlemen? What up, Coco? Listen, the real shame in this Belichick story is that if it ends before Halloween, all of our Halloween costumes, our couples' Halloween costumes, done, ruined. And that's before we get into any more cringe TikToks from Mike Lombardi. Coco, dig down Mike Lombardi's TikTok. It is as cringe as it gets.
Ooh, I gotta look that up.
Oh, it's good. It's good. We are at the four-year anniversary of that big, beautiful billboard I took out, which pointed out that Bill Belichick was nothing more than a fraud propped up by Tom Brady. And, you know, I was doxxed. I got hate mail. I got a death threat or two. And that was just fitsy. That wasn't even like the internet nerds. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People took it really seriously. Now, Kenny, you and I used to have epic battles about this with Fitzy, about horny Bill being distracted. That was before Jordan. So I don't like that Jordan is even a focus of this story because Linda was the one who drafted Juwan Williams. Linda was the one who had a Christmas party during that final week that cost us that Miami game and that bye week that really ended the dynasty. Like, it wasn't just Jordan. It's been 20 years of horny Bill dating back to Wiggy, you talked about Super Bowl 36. You don't know about the mistress Bill snuck into Jacksonville for Super Bowl 39.
All right. Well, this is all hearsay now. So, yeah. I mean, have the women been a distraction, Courtney? Is that fair to say?
I don't think Linda was a distraction at all. If anything, when I look back at his time with Linda, Linda was helping out with his foundation. It seemed like, yes, she would post from on the field. The twins, the Hess twins, were with her, her daughters, and they were on the field sometimes. Sometimes people would make comments about their outfits or something silly like that.
Right.
But for the most part, when it came to football, she was staying out of it.
Right. The distraction is Jordan this year.
And can I also say, everybody, I've never met Linda, I've never met Jordan, but everybody I know that has met Linda has only said unbelievable things about her. And then everything you hear about people that have met Jordan in like a professional setting, there aren't many that nice things that come out.
Like, Curtis, you would admit, Jordan could be like manipulating Bill beyond his powers. Like, she's taking advantage of him.
Oh my goodness. I do not think that little of Bill that he's being taken advantage of.
He might not have his faculties.
No, I think he does. I think
faculties.
I think what Bill did is, because I don't think she was a distraction when he was here.
If Jordan was dating Bill when Tom was here, they'd win Super Bowls.
No, but even when Tom wasn't here, like Jordan wasn't a distraction for Bill when he was here the last couple of years, right? Well, we don't know about it because there was no off the field stuff. I feel
if
like
he wasn't talking to the quarterback, to Curtis.
But then we know that was a lie.
Well, O'Brien says that, but he was just defending Bill.
Yeah, but he also, I mean, so now if we're going to get into that, right, it's going to be like, all right, which reports do you believe?
Right.
So I'm going to go based on the guy that was there who said that was false. Bill talked to him all the time.
Yep.
I would say that Jordan, and I don't know why Bill has done it now and he wasn't doing it when he was the coach of the Patriots the last couple of years, but she's front facing. She's everywhere.
Exactly.
Like, she's part of his Bill Belichick LLC or Inc. or whatever it is, entertainment that he has. And that's the thing that we now see more than anything is him kissing her on the sidelines, her on the sidelines, messing with his mic. And so her in the interview going, we're not talking about that.
If I was in charge of North Carolina, they would have fired Bill the morning that CBS Sunday interview aired.
That's what Teddy J said in the afternoon.
It was that person, whether he's compromised, unwell, I don't know. But that person bore no resemblance to Bill Belichick.
But that's not a football. That's not a reason to fire somebody.
No.
It's just a symptom of something going wrong deeper.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that if you're at UNC, it's a bad look, yes, but what are the grounds to fire
somebody? You can't
somebody?
Fire him.
If you walked into a doctor's appointment and they were wearing that sweater, you would say, see you later.
Well, that's a doctor's appointment.
It's a fact. Yeah. This person's the front-facing person of the entire school.
That's a doctor's appointment, Bill.
I understand what a doctor's appointment is.
Yeah, so you expect to walk in there and see the guy in scrubs, not in his sweatshirt.
So you thought what Bill was wearing was appropriate?
No, but that's him.
But that's Bill Belichick. That's
what?
Him.
He wears weird, like, cut-off
hoodies
sweatshirts,
like, all the time.
And
like,
that's his thing.
Yeah, that's him.
His
like,
schtick.
Has the Cisco one.
Right.
I think, Curtis, you're that's the only
true.
One who saw that and goes, what the hell is Bill wearing? You know where
I'm the only one that saw that and said, what the hell is Bill wearing?
People commented on his.
Well, it was less about the sweatshirt. Yeah. It was more that he looked disheveled. Like, his hair was a mess.
All right.
I would say the sweatshirt added to the disheveled
look.
Yes.
I would say the biggest issue wasn't what he was wearing and how he looked, because that's who Bill is all the time. The biggest was when she said, Oh, we're not talking about that. Or all the reports that came out about what she was like. If the UNC, what they need to do is not that they fire Bill, is they say, Bill, listen, Jordan cannot be nowhere like around being seen on the sidelines kissing. It's a bad look.
Wasn't there a report that that was tried to be enforced in the beginning, that she wasn't allowed at practice or on the field? Like, wasn't that?
Yeah, that was out there early. Like, that's the thing, because if Jordan would have never said anything on that Sunday morning interview,
yeah,
or she would have never been around it, and it was just Bill looking the way he looks, we got no issue with that.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
she's everywhere.
She's everywhere now, and I don't know what it is that she was with him when he was here, but we never saw her.
All right, real quick on the trade deadline front, because we teased this. What's the name you're honed in on? And I'll tell you what I'm hearing after I get your, who's your top target?
AJ.
November 4th.
AJ's obviously my top.
Aside
top
from
pick.
Him.
Okay. Aside from him, there are whispers. I don't know how true it is. King Henry.
Whoa. That would be a... You serious?
I'm just saying.
Reunited.
I'm just saying that Baltimore doesn't look like things are going. Who the hell knows what Harbaugh's got? I know they gave him a two-year extension, but it might be like...
I think they only do that if Lamar is out much longer than just another week.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And this is fantasy land.
They have a cap space.
Speaking of fantasy land, what about a guy you play this week, Alvin Kamara?
Oh, I like that.
That's a great guy for a guy like Travion Henderson to learn from.
Like that.
Runs and catches the football.
Right.
He's just a better version of Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, I like that.
If they trade for Derrick Henry, I will change my name to Stretch.
What's realistic? Do you expect them to make any moves?
They have to. They have to. And I'm glad that we have several weeks as a buildup here, because Wiggy's often saying this, and he's correct, that we give the Red Sox a hard time, but the Patriots a pass when it comes to spending. And there is zero excuse. They can't draft receivers. It's been through several different administrations. They're unable to do it. There is a clear need for a receiver, and there are receivers available to be traded for. You trade for him. The only issue is money.
What's the name? What's who?
A.J. Brown.
Oh, Brown.
First round pick. I'd
Chris Olave, another guy.
Olave's a good
Olave
one.
Yeah,
A.J. Brown's top of my list, but then like Vrabel was asked about running backs yesterday. He said not just running backs, but we're always looking to improve that whole show and dance. But I've seen Jets running back Breece Hall has been talked about a lot.
That's what I'm hearing. That is the name that I have heard. They are monitoring Breece Hall, Jets. On the market.
There's no way the Jets trade him in
the
division.
It's possible they don't trade in the division, but they are monitoring that situation.
And Breece Hill is monitoring JetBlue to see where his dad is.
Breece Hall would be a game changer.
What about this one?
That'd be nice.
What about this one? And I know it's not really fantasy land, but does it become one wants to be the guy? Detroit Lions, Montgomery or Gibbs?
No, I think they really like each other, and I don't think the Lions would ever like subtract from their roster.
Okay, all right. It's just because, you know,
I think it's a fair question.
You have two alphas. Right? We talked about it with Linus and Swayman before.
Right.
And in football, it's like you have two really, really good backs, and it's hard to split up the carries.
Would that
like
worry
that.
You with A.J. Brown if he and Diggs thought of themselves as two alphas?
No, we talked about this last week.
Yeah, because I think that the team would look at A.J. Brown as being the number one, and they would look at Diggs as being 1B.
But is Diggs okay with that?
Well, I think Diggs is, 32 years old, and he's looking at it like, you know what, as long as I can get decent numbers, maybe I could parlay that into another deal somewhere else. Where A.J. Brown is only 27 or 28.
Yeah.
He's 28 years old. He's still got gas left in the tank. Curtis brought up Davante Adams, who's 32 years old.
That's true.
So A.J. Brown could be playing at a high level for the next, you know, three or four more years. And I don't think they kind of look at Diggs in that sense.
Can I give you another one?
Good.
Immediately following the Atlanta Falcons game, the Falcons have officially fallen apart.
Oh, don't go there.
And the Patriots have dismantled them completely.
Don't go there.
No, I'm not quite as far as you think I'm going, but what about Kyle Pitts?
Oh, damn. I thought you was going to go with Bijan Robinson.
No, there's no way they're trading Bijan Robinson. There's no shot. That is a rocket ship.
I don't want Kyle Pitts, man.
Yeah.
I don't.
He's balling.
Stinky Pitts.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's good.
I'm cool with Hunter Henry.
That's Greg's guy.
You can play both, Wiggy. Yeah. They love to play two tight ends in this system.
I do.
And if you have two legitimate tight ends who can catch and be effective weapons.
You know why I'm not?
Greg likes Stinky Pitts and Dijon Robinson.
You know, listen, I love the tight end position. You know the place that it holds in my heart. But we had this issue with Jonnu Smith. It's like, oh, okay.
Ken and I did an entire show about how he was going to be.
We loved that. Yeah. Love that.
Like, look how good. Like, and then you really looked at him. You're like, well, he didn't catch that many balls in Tennessee. Then he comes in. It's like, what? And at Kyle Pitts, I'm too nervous about it.
Okay, one other name I got for you, Wiggs, and another bad team. Calvin Ridley. 2 years left on his contract. Like
what are the odds?
I like that.
A little late.
How about a name on defense?
Oh.
How would you like this name on defense?
Oh.
Chubb.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yes.
Thibodeau.
Sign me up. I'm in.
From the Giants, because the Giants, remember, or it could even be a Brian Burns, because they have three guys right now. You obviously know they had drafted Abdul Carter, so he's not going nowhere. You did give Brian Burns a nice little contract a couple years ago.
This is the Carter rejoin.
And Thibodeau, I believe, was a top five pick, and so you have a ton of guys at the defensive line position.
And they have Dexter Lawrence, who they already gave a big contract.
But Wiggs, they don't. I feel like they need to add. If they're going to add offense, like
no, I know that. But I'm just saying, because as I start to think about offensive players, you know,
unlikely.
Who can you? Yeah, like you
Twitch
know.
Mitch in the chat says Jerry Jeudy. Watch out for Jeudy from Cleveland.
Nah, pass.
I would rather Ridley though. I like the Shime Ridley one. I like that. But do they feel like with Cam Ward? That, all right, Ridley and Ward kind of, we just gave Ridley this new deal.
Yeah, but they gave him the deal 2 years ago. He's halfway through the deal now, and Alec Iomanner has stepped up pretty well so far, the rookie wide receiver for them, and it seems he has a better connection already with Cam Ward. So, I mean, the Titans are so bad that it would make sense that they would sell a guy like Ridley.
Sean,
774 texted. Let's just get Justin Jefferson, Lamar Chase, and Saquon while we're at it.
No, ridiculous
discussion.
Listen.
These are all realistic.
They're
names.
Real. Maybe my King Henry's a pie in the sky, but the way ball. Here's another guy from Minnesota, and I don't know if this is a possibility. How would you feel about Jordan Addison? I know
he just come back from the suspension.
Mm-hmm. But are they?
I think he still has like 3 years on his rookie contract, though.
Right, but
I don't think they'd move on from him.
You don't think they'd move on from him?
He's not. Yeah. So he is in year three of his rookie contract, which means he has the fourth year plus the fifth year extension.
But he's probably wanting new money.
But you can't give him a new contract until next year anyways.
Okay. Like,
and so I think they would just have him play out the rookie contract at this point before they trade him.
By the way, we're on Twitch, brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. For over 150 years, Springer's has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. Located in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Springer's has the world's finest jewelry and watches at springersjewelers.com.
Great point of the Twitch chat. X-Slayer Bob, why not go after a deep threat like Tyquan Thornton?
Stock is high.
Rashid Shaheed.
Hill Notes coming up, and right now, Courtney Cox with What's Trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins kick off the season with a win. They take down the Capitals in D.C. 3-1. David Pastrnak started his season with 3 points in the win, with the three goals coming from Pasta, Morgan Geeky, and Elias Lindholm. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 35 saves in the season opener. Now,
why don't they make Pasta the captain?
I don't know why.
Give him the C.
They gave all the A's, so now it's like, are they all fighting for a C?
Pasta's the best player. Just give it to him.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Best player doesn't always make the best
captain. I love Ray Bourque, but I don't get why, and because people, it's a popularity contest. No, I think that if you were to ask those guys in the locker room or the dressing room, who would you vote as captain? I think most people would vote the same way the coach would pick.
Bruins home opener tonight at the TD Garden. The Blackhawks are in town. Puck drop is at 7.
At the yard or the barn.
Yep.
Take your pick.
Jaylen Brown led the Celtics in their first preseason win. He had 21 points while Derek White had 16 and 10 assists in the 121-103 win over the Grizzlies.
Did you ever do those yard beers like in the Caribbean or Carlos and Charlie's? Always a great idea until you actually start drinking that giant beer.
Because then it gets warm.
No beer at Magic City. That's what we learned today.
The only beers at Magic City, Heineken. And Coronas.
There's plenty of Heine. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they love the Heinies.
The Yankees are out. They fall to the Blue Jays in four games, the final game ending 5-2 in the Bronx. And Thursday Night Football is Eagles at Giants, kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. We got your Hill Notes coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What are we listening to here, Wicks?
This sounds like Cash Money. Is this Cash Money? Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Yep.
We go.
Cash Money, Manny Fresh.
Did you see Lil Wayne just performed with his son?
His son's
coming out with him now on stage, and he sounds exactly like his dad.
Okay.
Is it Tiny Wayne?
Oh. But there's a lot of
Rimshot.
There's a lot of kids that getting into hip hop.
Yeah.
The girl, Koi Leray?
Yeah.
No.
Rapper female. She's Benzino's daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then Jada Kiss's kid. I think he raps.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Ghostface son just came out with a rap song dissing his father. Oh. So yeah,
pretty good rejoin choices by Shine today.
Gotta
give him credit.
Hey, listen,
solid day.
Anytime he goes down the road of hip hop, yeah. I'm all for it. Especially when you go Big Boogie mm-hmm. and you go deep hip hop for me.
Well, I gotta say, Ken gives me a little bit more freedom. He set clear boundaries. He goes, hey. No Mumford & Sons, and what was the other one?
No too? Dave Matthews.
No Dave Matthews, but anything else is
deep,
fair game.
And deep cuts
and
only.
No Rush. I told you,
yep.
I don't want any Rush today.
Yeah, I compromise, no Rush, and so I'm just wheeling and dealing over here.
Keep everybody happy.
And I don't really get on Shine too much because I know my music is very hard to find clean versions of.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get it,
Before we get to Hill Notes, Curtis, did you have something?
No, I was just going to ask if you guys got your Halloween costumes ready.
Ooh,
I'm working on mine. I got a couple ideas, and I'm working on...
Big Bone Prince again?
Or? No. I think you guys are going to like this one.
Ooh, okay. Hill Notes on the way.
I think we should all come in as mimes.
You know what? You guys...
be careful of what you're about to
say.
No,
I'm about
to
say it. I'm not going to be careful. You guys are lame when it comes to costumes.
I painted my body last year.
No, stop it. You came in with a dress that you have for your house, and you painted your face green.
I mean, Greg did nothing. Greg just chose to do nothing.
Painted my face.
Greg put a, what the hell's the thing that comes on? A lifesaver on his neck. It was like Mac Island. Shime wore like a
furry
Pikachu outfit.
I was a shark.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna be three hole punch Jim.
No one
I will
tries.
Be a Pokemon on Halloween though.
No, we should have.
I try.
We should have a contest. Oh, boss man, you're here.
Should I bring back Employee of the Week $20 for best outfit?
Best outfit.
Yeah.
$200.
$200. Slow down.
Not in the budget.
No.
I have
the boss man budget.
James's costume. I don't know. Does Maya have her outfit ready?
She does.
What is she going to be?
Wolf.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. James is going to be Pat Sajak.
Oh wow. Jeez. Seriously?
Swear to God.
Wow. What a choice.
He's obsessed with Wheel of Fortune.
All right, we got Hill Notes. Any theme on the Hill Notes, Shine, before we get there? A lot of Bill talk in here? Or
no, a lot of Ken Laird-related Hill Notes. Some good, some bad,
nobody
but some
wants
good.
That. Before that, though, it is Yankees Elimination Day. Curtis, you go back to the A-team like I do. If Eddie Adelman were here, we would have the Yankees Elimination Party. Can we hear from John Schneider, the winning Jays, in the clubhouse at Yankee Stadium where they go out again, please?
Every single one of you, bullpen game, Nathan Lucas, Miles Straw, all you motherfuckers. It takes everybody every day. Start spreading the news, bitches. We're going.
That is great.
It's so good.
Start spreading the news, bitches.
That's
has to
a
be a
one.
T-shirt.
That is a good one right there.
That is great. I'm a John Schneider fan now. Rooting for the Jays. Although it's Canada. I can't do that. All right. Time
Your
for Hill.
Your wife's from Canada.
Yeah, well. Quebec. Different party.
Okay. Jeez.
Let's get a... is there a Hill Notes open, or do we just get right into that?
I almost called you Greg. Holy smokes. Ken, Hill Notes today is brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hi, guys. I have a lesson I want to share with you and Bill Belichick that I learned in St. Martin. While in St. Martin, I went to a beach that was partially nude. And I learned one very important thing. Those that can, don't. And those that shouldn't do. There were a lot of big equators with little inflators that nobody wanted to see. And Bill Belichick has got his out on display with what he's done to his career and his life. Just because you can do these things, dating a 24-year-old and tanking your career by going into college, trying to save your youth, doesn't mean you should do it. Put it away. Nobody wants to see it. You're ruining a legacy. You're ruining a legend. Learn from those on St. Martin.
Wow.
Maybe he just likes to be free. Like some people just go to the nude beach to be free.
I still am pushing back on that he's ruining his legacy. He is not. It'll be forgotten in time.
Let's see. The Twitter poll we have in the audience of this show, which is pretty pro-Bill, I would guess. Has Belichick has this changed the way you view the career of Bill Belichick? 68% yes.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a little dookie stain on his career. I mean, it's not going to be like, it's kind of like the Jordan thing, right? Jordan's is always remembered as being great, but we still remember like, remember when Jordan went to the Wizards? It'll be like that. Bill will be the greatest coach of all time, but you'd be like, you remember that?
LeBron, the decision to barring his career.
No, but it's about how you do it at the end. Like, the decision, that was at the beginning.
It's a tough way to end.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh, man, why did
Unless
Bill
he
do
finds
that?
Some way to come back in some capacity.
Turn it around. And he might, who the hell knows? Maybe he rips off, you know, 5 wins.
Maybe.
Chime! Who is this Ken guy, anyways? Who is that guy? Where's Greg? What is going on with my morning show?
Fair question. Greg has earned some time off, you know? The guy works hard. He's stuck on a tarmac right now, unfortunately.
Ooh, they're deplaned, and they're trying to fix, and it seems like it's going to take so long to fix, so now they're looking for another plane. So only one thing to do at that point if you're stuck at the airport.
Oh, boy. You think he's like Corvus Vodka?
Well,
eight
I mean,
deep?
He'll need breakfast, for sure. Yeah.
Make it a double.
God, did I miss the Ken and Curtis combo. Can Greg just stay in Florida permanently?
Oh. Come on now.
Thank you, Dad.
go, Dolly, go, it's Trivial Mercy Lob. The ladies and I are currently on 8+1 rings with Bill and Jordan, and Bill was wondering if Jermaine is still a coach over at Brockton High and is looking for a defensive coordinator, Lob. Oh, and might I add, You look stunning today, darling, in your coastal MILF attire. And has Gregory had work done, darling? Oh, he looks amazing without the glasses, eyes twinkling. Clean-shaven face, handsome as ever with that hat on. I'd love to take him to the woodshed, darling. I'm more turned on than Chime in a petting zoo, darling.
He's so good.
Oh, that is so good. Yeah. I love your best friend there.
Same.
What's his name, Trevor?
That's Trevor, but yeah.
No, no,
I love what he calls Greg Devonair.
Yeah, I love Trevor.
Trevi, he likes Trevi. To say.
Maybe it's me, but I get the idea that Curtis doesn't like Bill Belichick for some reason. I get a vibe.
Definite vibe. Vibe of glee to start the show.
Yeah.
Curtis is kind of leveled out, though, as the morning's gone on.
He's dancing. How would you say he's dancing on his grave?
Yeah.
Yes. Boy, do I love it. He tried to bury Tom Brady, and then he came back to life better without him. So take that, Billy Ball.
But think about this, though. Bill's legacy, the last time he was at Gillette, he got the biggest ovation of anybody on Tom Brady Day.
Right.
The fans here still love him. They will forget about this largely.
But you have to remember that timing, too, because that was dynasty. People were really against Kraft. They were taking Bill's side at that moment.
Okay, but fine. So he went to Carolina for 5 games and went 2-3.
Yeah, but I don't
think he's making a fool of himself in the process.
Right, but I think people still are Team Bill.
Right.
Right? I don't think there's people.
Bill over Tom? There's still people?
No, not Bill over Tom.
Still Bill is GOAT coach.
Like, GOAT coach, and nobody's really ripping Bill. Like, I don't think people, other than Curtis, like, I think people.
Nationally, people are ripping Bill.
But I'm talking about here. I think people are just
I
like,
have seen a bunch of people that reached out to me saying I was enraged at you, but in the end, you're right.
I think people are just like, damn, what happened, Bill? Why are you letting her take over? But they still look at, like, because of the dynasty, they're still like, he gets the standing O that he gets. I don't think people are ripping him.
Hey, Curtis, I just wanted to thank you for inviting me to that New York Yankees elimination party. And that dip you made was absolutely fabulous. As a matter of fact, I brought a little bit home. If any Yankees fans would like to give it a try, they are more than welcome. Just do me a favor and don't choke on it.
Okay.
Okay.
And now, another segment of the morning show.
Sam, why are you dunking on me all morning? The baby can hear you, you know. Sorry, I'm really short and I have a tiny penis. Lord makes fun of me all the time for it.
Ken, you gotta take the mask off or else we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I have 4 reasons why Belichick is not the problem in North Carolina.
Shut up, Ken. Put the mask back on. And stop spraying hand sanitizer everywhere. I had to call my sponsor. It smells so bad in here.
Pretty good Ken there, though.
I've been natural today, I think.
Yeah, very.
You know?
Don't be too high.
I like the 4 reasons on the Bill Grace.
Thank you.
Those were
Ken, you got to get rid of numbnuts. I could give 2 craps what Bill Belichick is doing in North Carolina. Let me give you some stats again, numbnuts. 6 Super Bowls as the head coach. 31 playoff wins. All-time leader. 266-121 as the Pats head coach. 69% winning average. 17 AFC East titles, 13 AFC championship games, and 9 Super Bowl appearances. Yes, he was 47-57 without Brady. But soak up the greatness that we had, and he was a huge part. The irony is, numbnuts, you're just like him, your personalities. Numbnuts!
Great rush track. Time stands still in the background. Awesome.
So Albert Breer just tweeted this. I've long felt Belichick was the GOAT, but now Reed without Mahomes, 184, 123, and 1 tie, 13 playoff berths, 8 division titles, 1 Super Bowl appearance, 11 playoff wins, 8 top 10 offenses. Belichick without Brady, 83-101, 2 playoff berths, 0 division titles, 0 Super Bowl appearances, 1 playoff win, 0 top 10 offenses.
Yeah, but that's kind of like, if you look at it, that's kind of misleading. Andy Reid, without Mahomes, had a top 5 quarterback.
Right.
And Donovan McNabb.
Ask people in Philly if Andy Reid's the best coach of all time.
Yeah. He had Donovan McNabb, who was considered, when I was in the league, he was always in the top 5 of quarterbacks during his time. So I think that Bill, and listen, I agree with you. It was probably more Tom than it is Bill. But when people go, well, Bill without Tom, Bill without Tom. Yeah, I get it. But we would never know Tom if it wasn't for Bill.
They were 5-13, having just lost to the
Bengals.
No,
but what I'm saying, if Bill doesn't,
after failing in
but
Cleveland.
Listen, if Bill doesn't say, hey, we're going with Tom Brady, he may never get his opportunity.
But
he could just be a career backup.
Right, but you can make the argument if Tom doesn't go 11-3 after taking over for Bledsoe after he got knocked out, that Bill's fired that offseason.
Right, and I wouldn't dispute that. But my point is, when it all comes down to it, the decision maker wasn't Tom Brady at the time. The decision maker was Bill Belichick. So Bill Belichick is the one who said, let me go with this young kid. I don't know what he is, but he gives us a better chance than Drew. And so that's what propelled Tom's career. If Bill goes whatever he does after the season and doesn't play Tom and ends up getting fired from New England, he goes on to be a great defensive coordinator and probably gets another head coaching job. Tom might have never got an opportunity to be a starting quarterback.
That's true. All right, Chime, that it?
That'll do for Hill Notes today, Ken. Hill Notes are brought to you, as they always are, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, pretty kind. Or you edited out the hate. I appreciate that. One segment to go. I would like to ask you guys something about the credit for this season's start when we come back. 3-2 and credit pie of sorts. Mm-hmm. A little question for you on the way. And then Jones and Keefe ready to take over at 10. You're on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, big day. What a fun show. Appreciate you guys having me. I'm Ken Laird, by the way, in for Greg Hill today. Greg, we think, is on his way to Key West, but if the flight doesn't get fixed, maybe back tomorrow. We'll see. I'm going to keep that open.
The next flight out is tomorrow at 8:10, so I'm assuming that it's probably a no-go no matter what tomorrow. So what's your plan tomorrow?
I'm going to just play it by ear here and see what Greg, let's see if he gets off the ground.
Wait, I thought you were the boss.
Well, if he's back, we're going to put Greg back on his show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So. And I undersold it. It's 3.5 hour drive from Ooh. Miami to Key West. That is not fun.
No.
All right, so Godspeed to Greg if he gets out of there. I wanted to ask you this question before we go, and Jones and Keith take over. And by the way, coming up later today, Tommy Curran, Razor is in, 4 o'clock today with the afternoon show. And if you missed anything on this program, go back and listen to the Greg Hill podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Courtney did a great job getting Pat Welter from WRAL in Chapel Hill for some updates on the Bills situation. Judd Surratt was also in. Maybe we can dig into this tomorrow. I was going through, like, just thinking 3-2 Pats. You got to give credit to a lot of people here if they keep this up. Not just Drake, not just Vrabel. Am I wrong that part of the credit pie, Sean, you can weigh in on this.
Elliot
should
Wolf.
Be. Elliot. I think Elliot Wolf deserves a sliver.
Dude. You're an idiot.
What?
Steph Diggs deserves a sliver.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Marcus Jones deserves some credit. He's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Milt Williams.
Milt the Stilt has been a stud.
Pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalez, like, you got to give some of these guys.
Those are all slivers, though, but half the
slices.
Pie, half the pie is Mike Vrabel, and then I would say a quarter of the pie is Drake May.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Three quarters of the pie is Vrabel and Drake May. I completely agree.
See,
on
that's where I disagree with you. Oh. I would say a good size of the pie would be Vrabel. Then another decent size of the pie would be Josh McDaniels.
Good point.
He gets a piece, not that big.
What do you mean, not that big?
I'd say like 10%.
You give McDaniels 10%?
Well, I see.
Wow, you come a long way.
I think it's 37.5% Vrabel.
Okay.
37.5% Drake May. Exactly. No. Split in the middle for the 75%, 10% to Josh McDaniels, and the other 15% to a lot of individual players spread out along the way.
No, I would say Vrabel would get the lion's share at maybe, you know.
Well, actually, Zach Gore probably gets 5% too, because that was a masterful play calling game against Josh Allen.
No, but you got to give, because I wonder, and I don't know, and it's really hard to tell. I don't know what Drake May would be like with another offensive coordinator, and who would that guy be?
True.
You know what I mean? I'm starting to see.
We saw it last year.
Right, with Alex Van Pelt, right?
We can ask Pop Douglas at 7 a.m. tomorrow if I'm on the show, or you guys can if I'm not on the show. Pop's in tomorrow. He'll be calling in.
Asking about the pie?
About the coordinators. Difference between Van Pelt and this year with McDaniels.
I love pie.
Because if you're saying Drake May looks really good, and I think his completion percentage is like almost 74%.
Correct. He's second in the league in completion percentage.
A large part of that is because of Josh McDaniels.
Amen.
And him explaining, hey, here's what we need to do. Like, here's is the coaching element. We talk about coaches and how they break quarterbacks all the time and how they can make quarterbacks. And you got to give Josh credit for the way that we've seen Drake play through these first 5 games.
Yep.
He does get credit. It's not like he gets no credit.
And I have a question about the
10% is no credit.
I really think that if this team makes the playoffs, this could be the beginning of 10 years of Vrabel and Drake May. Where they are in their trajectory.
Yeah.
Like, it is, compared to where we were seated the last couple of years, it feels like it's entirely different based solely on Sunday night.
Yep.
It's crazy how that can happen.
It feels good.
That is pretty good. Now, don't want to get the Gatorade bath too soon, because that happened last year, but let's see how they do against New Orleans. All right, Shime, take us out of here. Jones and Keith next.
Good job, Ken.
Courtney, any final thoughts?
Mike.
Nope, just loved having you.
Okay. You can rip me. It's fine. Everybody else does.
Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
Everybody else does. Okay. The tiny violin.
One guy does.
I think I'm feeling sick.
Now the time has come for leaving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.